All right, so we are now recording. This is Newbie Bloggers, and we're going to talk about how to create and monetize your blog. We kind of go through the whole program January through June. There's six steps, and then we start over and we do it again July through December. And so in July, when we started over, we talked all about how to get your blog name, you know, how you decide what you want to call your blog and how you name it and get your domain name. And then in August, we talked about how to get online, how to actually find a platform, get your domain, get them connected, and actually, you know, get online with it. Now, today we're talking about customizing your blog, making it yours, and it's all about content. And so before we get started with that, though, I want to ask where everybody is actually from. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Canal Winchester, right outside of Columbus, Ohio, currently. I am halftime in Florida, down in Sarasota, and we've got Linda coming in. Let me get her up here. Linda, I'm promoting you over to a panelist, so go ahead and click through, and then we'll be able to see you as well. So she's on her, there she is. And so I normally am in Canal Winchester, Ohio, which is right outside of Columbus, but I'm halftime in the Tampa, just below Tampa Bay in the Sarasota, Bradenton, Sarasota area. And so sometimes when you jump on the call, I'll be coming to you from there. So anyway, where is everybody from? Courtney, how about you? Where are you located?
Hey, yeah, I'm Courtney. I'm in Denver, Colorado.
So nice for you to be here. Yes. How did you hear about us?
I was just basically looking for a community of bloggers. Have a blog that it's brand new, and I don't know anyone that has a blog. So I was looking for, you know, support and community. And I just came across your group and thought it would be a really cool thing to get involved with.
Well, thank you for being here, Courtney. We're glad you're here. Alyssa, how about you?
Thank you. I'm from Italy, and I'm actually in New York, where my friend lives, and she kindly hosting me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how long are you in New York? If she's hosting you, are you just here for a short time?
A short time. I will leave next week, but I've been here since 1 month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you going back home when you leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know what the time difference is, but
yeah,
we make a note. And if it's not in the middle of the night, tap in.
No problem.
Yeah. I don't know what your time difference is. Do you know the time difference? Because we're the same as New York. Do you know the time difference between back home and New York?
6 hours.
Okay. 6 hours. Okay. Because we are here the first Friday of every month at 10 a.m. Eastern time, which is New York time. And so, you know, I don't know if that'll fit in your schedule or not, but we'd love to have you come back on.
Thank you.
So welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for being here. Tasha, how about you?
I am from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, so we're neighbors.
Yes, we're neighbors. I actually, same as Courtney, I was looking for a community of bloggers. I actually started a blog, 2022, back in 2018. And for a while there, maybe like a year, I was, you know, on top of stuff, really on it, and then kind of fizzled out. So really, I'm in the process of actually learning how to rebrand myself, in a sense, starting from scratch, kind of nixing everything and just starting fresh, starting brand new, changing the look, the name, the theme, all of that. So
whatever
I can learn,
over.
I'm here. Yep.
Okay. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. And Linda, how about you?
Hi. In keeping with everybody being sprinkled all over, I am just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. I'm between Pittsburgh and the Ohio border. I do not have a blog yet, although that is coming, and it will tie in with my overall branding that helps people live better, more complete lives all the way around, but it'll also be highly in conjunction with a new course that I'm launching.
I love it. I love it. Now I am going to come down here to Linda, and I am going to actually make her my co-host. Because Linda and I are on a couple other calls together. And so she's familiar with my setup and my platform in case I happen to get bumped off, which, you know, sometimes these Wi-Fis will bump you out. Linda can let me back in. So anyway, because it's not likely that we both get bumped out at the same time, but sometimes we do get bumped out. So now I am, we've got Alina in the waiting room. We're going to let Alina come in, and we've got Brian in the waiting room, and we're going to let Brian come in. So as those folks are moving over, so if you can hear me and you see you get an invite to rejoin as panelists, go ahead and click that so that we can actually see you. If you choose not to, you can chat with us in the chat and you can still hear us. So anyway, I want to get started today. And it looks like we have maybe, let's see who's coming over. Somebody's coming over. Nope, we just have Alina still in the waiting area. So Alina, if you'd like to come over, you're welcome to. So anyway, today I want to talk about how to customize. Linda, you had your hand up. Did you have a question?
Yeah, there was just something that was so apparent today as everyone was introducing themselves. You had told us in another group how valuable it is to be listed on Meetup. And mm-hmm. It helps people to find you when they're searching for your topic, your category, et cetera. And we're seeing living proof of that today. So thank you so much for pointing that out to us.
Yes, yes. If you found us on Meetup, you will realize it's a great tool. And again, it costs a little bit. I think to be on Meetup, you can have three different groups. And so once you get your blog started, you could actually create a group over on Meetup. And you could create a group on Facebook. So anyway, the point is that going across the social media is very helpful if you're looking for folks to connect with you. So it's very helpful. So welcome, Brian. Brian, tell us, where are you coming to us from? I see Brian there. He might not be in a position to, oh, there he is.
All right. I am coming from Columbus, Ohio.
Taja and I'm in Canal Winchester. Taja is also Columbus, so you're another neighbor. Welcome.
Yeah.
So we're glad to have you today. So anyway, in July, we started from the top again. We talked about our blog name and how to get online. Now, I heard, you know, that like Taja's already had a blog, so she knows how to find a name and how to get online, and she's in the process of rebranding herself. Courtney also has a blog already. So she's decided her name and decided what platform she's on. And then once you get online, then you have to kind of customize it, make it whatever your lane is. Now, here's the first thing that I want to tell you about choosing a lane. And if this is where you're struggling, this is going to be so helpful. List everything that you want to talk about, or list everything that you're interested in. Just make a list. And then once you make that list, decide what is the common theme that goes through that list. And I'll give you an example. And I use myself as an example because it's easy for me to show it to you once I explain it to you. So my example is I had been a nail tech for 25 years. I had 5 salons. I was the owner of the salons. I had 5 in the Central Ohio area. And when I decided to retire and get into teaching online, I wanted to teach I didn't know my lane at that point. I wanted to teach. And so I thought, okay, what is it that I'm interested in? Well, I was interested in real estate. I was interested in blogging. I was interested in writing. I was interested in having a bed and breakfast, which is a short-term rental. I was interested in all those things. And I thought, what's the common theme? And so the first thing that I did is I thought, what is it that I don't want to talk about? Now, I might make a full circle and come back to this because it does kind of fit and I can pick a lane for this, but I didn't want to talk about the salon business. I guess I was just kind of burned out. I had done 25 years there. I was doing 12-hour days. I just kind of wanted to step away from the salon business. Now, it's a great passive income. And it worked really well for me. That's how I actually even got into the real estate. But I just didn't want to talk about, you know, because I had just been so engulfed in the salon industry for so long that I really think I was burned out. So I marked that off my list. I didn't want to blog about the salon. And so what I did want to blog about was the real estate. And I wanted to blog about the bed and breakfast. And I wanted to blog about writing. And I wanted to blog about even having a blog. And I thought, what do all of these things have in common? Well, the common thread that I discovered in all those things, although they seem so disconnected, is passive income. I wanted to show folks how they could have passive income. And so I thought, okay, well, you don't start off saying, I think today I want to figure out how to have passive income. That's not the human thought process. The human thought process is I want to have a freestyle life. You know, I don't want to be financially burdened where I have to punch a time clock and go to work. And, you know, I want to do what I want to do and still be able to support myself and my family. I want to have the financial freedom. So, you know, that's what I want. I really, it's not about the passive income, because maybe there's some things that I love to do that are not passive, but I love it. And so it still gives me that freedom. And so I thought, well, now if I'm going to pick an overarching lane that would go over top of all my interest, it would be freestyle living. I want freestyle living. I want to be able to do what it is I want to do from anywhere in the world. That's what I want to do. And so that became freestyle living. So that's when I then started searching out that domain name to get the domain of freestyle living. Well, freestyleliving.com was already taken. And so I chose at first I thought I had to have a .com. And so I thought, okay, I have to change the name up a little bit to still get that domain. And so I thought, I searched around, and the one that was available was freestylelivingtoday.com. So I thought, okay, that'll work, because it still has my message of freestyle living today. So I did that for a while, but I picked the wrong platform. And the platform that I picked to blog on was not really blogger friendly. It didn't have the plugins I needed. It didn't, you know, it just was not blogger friendly. And so I thought, okay, before I get too far down this rabbit hole, I really need to, pay attention here. I've got a couple more in the waiting room. Shanti, I'm going to see if I can get you to come over. If you get a note to join as a panelist, feel free to do that. That'll bring you up with us so we can see you. So here comes Shanti. So anyway, once I decided that the platform I chose was not as user-friendly as what I had hoped, I just went out and started Googling, you know, what's a great blogging platform. And I came across like the 10 top blogging platforms, and I chose HostGator. HostGator was like third on the list. It wasn't number one on the list, but it was like third. And the reason that I went down to number three was because it was the right price point for me. See, I wasn't sure just how much I wanted to invest in this whole blogging thing at that point. And so I was kind of price driven. So I went with one that was in the top three, but yet it had a great price for me. And guess what? It still didn't have freestyleliving.com available, but it had freestyleliving.net. And so I went ahead and dropped the word today, and I didn't keep the freestyle living today because I wanted freestyle living. I wanted it to be a little shorter. So I chose freestyleliving.net, and that's what mine is currently. That's what my actual blog is currently. So now that we have everybody on board and you see a little bit about how I went about getting online, we're going to talk more about being customized. So I want to just show you a couple of things so that you can see it in real time. And so Linda, if you see something that pops up in the chat or anything that needs my attention, let me know, because I'm going to share my screen and all of your faces are going to go away for me. And so I won't be able to see everybody. So anyway, here's some things that I want to show you, and bear with me here just a moment. Here's where I want to go. This is my website, and this was the platform that was not very blogger friendly. Now, to give all of you just a hint of a background, in the salon business, everybody wanted, you know, like a counter card that had their prices on it. So when you walked in, you know, Susie does hair, and Susie would do a cut at this price, and a perm at this price, and a color at that. And so they wanted these counter cards. Well, you know, I didn't, you know, I was in the salon business, but I wasn't in marketing or advertising. So I just went with Vistaprint, you know, everybody's heard of Vistaprint. And I just went with Vistaprint. So I created my own website for the salon over on Vista. And I had my counter cards and my business cards and everything matched. And I looked very professional. And I just ran with Vistaprint. So when I retired, since I was familiar with the Vistaprint, when I retired and decided to go into to teaching and coaching, I just created my website on Vistaprint because that's what I was comfortable with. That's what I knew. Well, that's when I discovered Vista did not have a good blogging platform. They did. It just was not conducive to having a blog. And so here's my little menu here. And this is my website on Vistaprint because I'm, you know, comfortable with Vista. And when you come down, it shows all of the steps, you know, to connect with me. And then you're in part of the Freestyle Living Tribe. And so as it goes down, here's all the programs. And so for those of you that want to dig a little deeper, you can see here where every single lane has a free meetup, a course, and a mastermind. And so while we're on this page, I do want to show you this. I'm going to scroll down. Right here is the newbie bloggers and the free meetup. And this is where we are today right here. So you can click through right from my website here, kathybinner.com. You can click through and that puts you on our mailing list. Now, if you found us through meetup, I do my announcements through meetup as well. So you'll still get the announcement if you just stay in the meetup group, or you'll get the announcement if you sign through here. If you sign through here, you get all of our replays. So if you wanted to go back and listen to choosing a blog name or getting online or how to promote or how to monetize, you can go back and listen to all those replays. There is a course, and I'm going to show you, we're going to talk about an actual session out of the course today. And then we do have a mastermind. Now, for those of you that want to tap in and go a little deeper, and I'm looking right now to see what day the mastermind is on. It is on the second Monday of every month at 12 noon Eastern time. So if you want to make a note of that, but the mastermind, it's $25 a month membership, and you can come into the mastermind and then you have access to me anytime. If you have a question or get stuck, just send me a text or give me a call and I'll help you out. So anyway, so that's how that works. And then these are my lanes. And as it goes down, you can see all of them have the same layout all the way down. Okay. And Linda is very instrumental in this particular lane. She is currently doing our free mastermind, a 5-session mastermind right now. She just did session 3 and she is facilitating the mastermind currently. So this is the lane where I know Linda from. So anyway, from there, it goes into my one-on-one coaching if you're interested. And then it goes into the tribe trips, and we do tribe trips all over. So you're feel free to join us. And then I just kind of want to show you how it works. I tell a little bit about myself here, and then I've got a free ebook. Here is a book that I am publishing. Tuesday is my launch. I launched this coming Tuesday. We're still in pre-order status until Tuesday. And then here is a speaker's cabinet. If anybody feels you want to be a public speaker, we do go through a program about public speaking, and then we actually put you in our speaker's cabinet so you can get bookings. Here is my calendar right on my homepage, and this is where you can see the second Monday of every month is the Bloggers Mastermind. Here's where we are right now on the free bloggers, and here is the Bloggers Mastermind. So you're welcome to go there. Then I have a podcast, and you can tap through on that. But here is where I want to show you right after that is my blog, Freestyle Living. And so this is how I advertise it on my website. It says, do you want to read some blogs to help you get started? Are you wondering how to start? Have you wondered where to get ideas? Are you looking for inexpensive solutions? Do you dream of financial freedom? And isn't that picture the cutest? That just says, you know, Freestyle Living to me. And so anyway, here is just a little blurb that I've written about why I decided to blog. And then it says articles to help you get started, which takes you to the blog. Now, here's what I want to show you. My website is on Vistaprint, but if you click on this articles to help you get started, it takes you right over to freestyleliving.net, which is on HostGator. But what I did, and you'll notice this, when you're over here on my page, I'm using this burgundy color, but when you click through and it takes you over to my blog, I made the burgundy match. So it makes folks feel like they just went to another page on my website. It does not make them feel like they've left my website altogether for a whole different URL. So anyway, the last blog that I did was about blogging. So right here is my blog. Here's all the different blogs I've done. Here are all my different tags, my menu, if you will. And HostGator basically does it for you. So I just kind of want to show you what it looks like. But now I want to go back to my website. And here is where I want you to make a note if you need any help. And I'm going to scroll all the way back up to my menu at the very top. And I want to show you here. Here's my little menu. If you click on my menu and go to resources, and this is the important page on my website for all of you on this call. And the reason these are some affiliate links of mine, but I get credit if you click through on these links, but you get great credit as well. And that's why I want to send you over to my affiliates and my resource page. So now if I go all the way down to the writing, which is here at the bottom, here is the Vista. Here is the HostGator. If you click through, if you do not have a platform yet and you decide you'd like to use HostGator, it's a drag and drop page builder, which I like because I didn't want to have to figure out WordPress and what plugin to use and how to use it. And HostGator basically has taken a WordPress site. It has already put together some templates for you. You just pick the one you like the best. You plug in your article, your name, and it does it for you. And it includes the domain, the hosting, and everything for $275 a month. So so that's a good deal for you guys. And then I get some credit points. I don't get actual cash. I just get some credit points. There's a way here to write a book. There's Author Wizards, which I will get into that in a different course on how to write your bio. But today, what I want to talk about is PLR because content is king. Content is king. So here is what I want to talk to you about. PLR is a done-for-you content that allows you to use private label rights content for your marketing materials in any way you wish. It's a free website, and you get a membership into PLR with credits. And so if you click through here on my resource page, you get 10 free credits. And I'm going to show you what PLR looks like. Now, when you get 10 free credits, I also get 10 free credits. That's what's in it for me, is that I get 10 free credits. But what's in it for you is you get 10 free credits. And you can actually download an entire blog article for one credit. And so there's 10 articles, free 10 free articles for you if you click through here. And so I now want to show you what PLR looks like. This is what their website looks like. And right here, it shows your bank of credits. And so I have 98 credits still in my PLR account. So here's my problem when I'm blogging. Life gets in the way. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've got this to do and that to do and all these things to do. And I don't have time to sit down and write a blog article today. So I'll do it tomorrow. Well, you know how that goes. Then tomorrow, you know, you get busy. And next thing you know, a week or two goes by and you haven't blogged, and consistency is what increases your viewership, is being incredibly consistent. And so the way to be consistent and the way to get started is to simply buy an article that you can rewrite, reuse, rearrange however you want from PLR. Now, the reason I like it is if I'm in a really, really big hurry, I can just change a few sentences to make it mine, a few words, you know, like, for example, I wanted to write about passive income. And the only articles that PLR had was about money. So I downloaded a money article, and then I went in and I changed every place it said money throughout the article, I changed it to passive income. So anyway, with that said, that's a great way to get an article started. Now, you can add paragraphs, you can take away paragraphs. It's free for you to do whatever you want to do, but it gives you a template. And so I want to ask somebody, give me a topic, and I just kind of want to show you how the articles work. What's a good topic for someone? Anyone?
Self-care.
Self-care. Okay, so you're going to search for self-care and hit the search button. And let it load here. It's trying. I've got too many tabs open on my computer. Okay, so here are some bundles. Now, I want to explain what a bundle is. With a bundle, see here, self-esteem, and self-care. Look at all of these bundles. With these bundles, you can purchase a whole bundle and you can run with it for a long time. Like this, it costs you 79 credits, but you get 105 products for the 79 credits. And so with it, it's called a 10 bundle, but there's 105 different products in there. I've never purchased a bundle. If you wanted to put together, for those of you that are starting a course that you want to, you know, have a if that's what your product is going to be, where you want to create courses or eBooks or whatever, you can do that with some of these bundles. So let me show you as you scroll down on self-care. See, this is just a wallpaper here. So it's just going to be kind of like something you could post across social media, and it's just one credit. And here is a wallpaper. Now here is, on this one, here is articles and blog posts. So here's one, see, one credit. So this is a commuter's guide to self-care. So this article is already written for you. You could click this little down button and you could download it right into your hard drive. And it subtracts one credit then out of your bank of credits up here. And you'll see one credit disappear because you spent one credit to download this article. Now, you can turn that article into an ebook, or you can turn that article into a blog post. Now, once you download the article, if you're comfortable with Canva, and I don't know if anybody knows what Canva is or not, Canva is just a little graphic program. There's a free version, and you can make a little graphic any way you want to post across your social media. You could take your favorite sentence out of this article or blog post, throw it over into Canva, make your own little graphic instead of buying another one for another credit. And you can just, with one credit, you can repurpose that content across everything that you're doing. So you can make it your social media post. You can turn it in. You know, this is just a graphic right here that you see at the top where it says it's an article and it's got this little picture. That's just a graphic. You can make those on Canva and you can make them whatever color you want, you know, really work with your branding that way. And that's a perfect thing to put over a video. If you wanted to make a video cover, you could make your own video cover graphic. You could make your own meetup graphic. You could make your own Facebook event graphic. So you can use those graphics, but where you want to put a quote or something in your graphic, you can take it right out of the article. So anyway, it's just one credit. And it gets you that article. Now, here's another one, articles and blog post, one credit. It's 5 steps to an authentic and effective self-image. And just one credit, you can have that whole article. Here, that's an affirmation reflection. So you could use it different ways. Here's another article, how to axe self-sabotaging behavior. And that is, again, one credit. So you see how you can use this PLR to get started. It's kind of a jump start, if you will. And look at all of these articles, blog posts, articles. You want one that says articles and blog posts. And there's tons of articles and blog posts all the way down through here. Here's another articles and blog post. And it's a care guide for concussions. So depending on what you want to write about here, how to make a career change at 30. That could still be under the self-care category. You might be talking about, maybe that's what you're talking about that day under self-care, is getting out of a job that's not working for you and changing your whole career into something you really want to do. One credit. Now, one credit is usually 40 cents to $2.20. They do have sales on credits. So if, let's say you sign up and you only get 10 credits from me up here for free, when you register, you can buy more credits. I've yet to buy credits because here's what I want to tell you. Once you sign up, you can actually use PLR as an affiliate link for yourself, and you can earn credits when you have friends sign up under you. So every time they get 10 credits, you get 10 credits. So it just, you know, and the beat goes on. So you see, this is this company's marketing platform. You see how that works. Okay. So now, with that said, I want to go back and show you on my blog post, this blog right here, I did not change a thing. It was a blog about blogging, and the only thing I changed, I took this directly out of PLR. Now, you see how it's already broken down. The paragraphs are already set up. I'm looking right here at this article over here. And
we
change your life
your
today.
Screen, Ms. Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was still sharing. Where did my sharing go? Hold on. Bear with me. Thank you for saying that. Now we'll go to it. Now you can see it. Yes? Okay. So this is the actual, my blog, and this is the blog post. So change your life today, no charge. And as you see, this is exactly how it came off of PLR. All I did is when I popped it over into my HostGator, it put a date on it and it said that the article was by me. And then all I did was when I downloaded it, it downloaded into my hard drive on a Word document, and I simply copy and pasted it over into HostGator. And the only thing I changed was it said there are free services online such as, and I put my HostGator affiliate link right there. Because remember I said back in my website, you could click on HostGator and that was an affiliate link for me and you got it for only $2.75 a month. See, so I'm monetizing this blog from PLR by putting my HostGator affiliate under this sentence right here. And then again, I put the same HostGator link down here. Then at the bottom, my Learn More takes you right back to my website and my calendar of events takes you right back to my calendar of events. So that's how I'm monetizing my blog. And I'm using three links. The number one link was the HostGator, which is here and here. I did it twice in the article. And then I did my website here and a different page of my website here. So I'm using three different links in that article to monetize my actual article. Now, if you're writing courses, if you're having events, whatever it is you're doing, you can weave that into your blog. Now, this one came straight from PLR and I didn't change it up. I could have added a paragraph that says, I have this wonderful group with Shanti and Linda and Brian, and we're talking about blogging, you know, the first Friday of every month. And then under the first Friday of every month, I could have put the link over to the meetup group. You see how you can actually link your blog wherever you want it to go. And I could have, and I may go back and do that. I could have written that right into this article. But what happens is, again, life gets in the way and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get a post out there because consistency is the number one thing with blogging. And so I'm thinking, I've got to get my post out there. I don't have time to really, edit the post to make it more my post, but it was a perfect post just the way it came from PLR. So anyway, that's what I kind of wanted to show you how that works. So any questions at that point before we go on? Comments, questions, thoughts?
So Ms. Kathy, once you purchase that particular article, does it remove itself from the site so that no one else can buy it?
Nope. It's still there. And let me tell you, all of us right here on this call could purchase the exact same article and everybody would make it their own at some level. And it's very unlikely that all of us would have the same audience that would even see it.
Okay.
And so no, it does not remove it from PLR. And you can even look and see how many downloads those articles have had. So you might say that one had a lot, it's popular. So there's two thinkings on that. One is, well, if it's popular, maybe I need to use it because obviously a lot of people liked it. So, you know, the crowd says this is a popular article. And then the other thought might be, I don't want that one. If that many people have it out there, I think I'm going to choose an article that maybe is not as popular.
Okay. And lastly, would you recommend us perhaps downloading an article from that particular site so that we can get an outline for how we would like to create our own You know what I mean? Absolutely. Like, we don't know how to outline.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, you can download a few and just use them as your templates. Okay. Yeah, you can download a few articles. If you really want to write your own articles and not use PLR, you could use your 10 free credits to download 10 free articles and then use those as templates. Because they're already tried and proven. You know, they're the right number of words, they have the right number of paragraphs. You can see how they bold different phrases throughout the article. It's just to make the reading more entertaining. And they have created those articles with what works. And so I'm a firm believer is, you know, don't reinvent the wheel. If the wheel works fine, you know, don't reinvent that. Don't make your life harder than it needs to be.
Okay. And when you said you went in and you changed a few words on an article that you bought from PLR, how did you find the keyword that you used specifically for your brand? Did you just kind of?
Well, now that's another whole course, and that's on how to promote. But one, or that's another whole session of this course is how to promote your blog. But I like to actually go back and search. I go to Amazon and I look at book titles and see what is most popular under my topic. And so again, here's a perfect example. PLR has a ton of articles about money. Well, I'm all about passive income. So I said, I'm going to go in and I'm going to download a money article and I'm going to change the word money to the word passive income. So every time the article said, you know, how to create money, more money for yourself, mine says how to create more passive income for yourself. And so I thought, okay, that's good. Well, then I went over to Google Trends, just Google, you know, Google Trends, and you're allowed to put in like 3 to 4 phrases to see which one's trending. So I put in the word money. I put in the word passive income. I put in the word freestyle living. I just, you know, I just tried all different phrases. And do you know what was trending? Working from home. That's what was trending. I mean, it was heads and shoulders above all the other phrases. So guess what I did? I went back to my article and I took out passive income and put working from home. Because that's what people were searching for. So my article would come up more often. Is that helpful?
Very. Thank you.
Okay. Alyssa, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you. I have just one question, which is, aren't there privacy problems with PLR?
No, PLR, it's kind of like the free photos where you can get free photos online and you have to be careful not to, to download a photo that is copyrighted, because the photo that is copyrighted, you have to pay for. And PLR uses all public articles. So that's the reason PLR is a safe place to go to get an article.
Thank you.
Any other questions? So consistency is the number one thing if you're going to blog. Is once you make a list of all the things you want to talk about, you find that common thread through all those things, you now have the name that you want to name your blog, and now you've chosen your platform, whether it be WordPress or HostGator or whatever platform you want to be on, now you have to start writing and staying in that overarching message of what your blog is about, and that's where PLR can help. Now, if you're a great creative writer and the words just are coming out of you, then by all means, just write your own material. But if you're in a pinch, it's a great backup to have the PLR in your back pocket. And those credits don't go away. So if you click through from my website, and I put my website here on in the chat, if you click through on my website and get a PLR account, those 10 credits will sit there. You don't have to worry about them going away. But it's a great backup. And so anyway, once we move on, we're going to talk about, you know, when do we write? How do you have time to write? Are you on a schedule with your writing? And then publishing, you know, how to publish. And then in November, we're going to talk about promoting. Once, see, because you're building the blog, you've got the name, you've got the platform, you've got the overarching topic, you now have a few articles in there, you're ready to go. Now, how are you going to promote that out across all of your social media? And so we do talk about that in November, but I am going to show you, let's see what I want to show you next. bear with me here, because I didn't have this pulled up. And see if I can find one. I want to show you when I promote it on my Facebook, and it might be a ways back because it's been a minute since I did the blog. I know where to find it. Bear with me till I find my group. On Facebook, we actually have a blogging group right on Facebook. There it is. It's the same group that's on Meetup. It's just on Facebook and on Meetup. And I wanted to kind of show you, and here's our, this is happening now. Our events are right here. So again, once you get started, you can do all the same stuff. And let me find it. Bear with me just a moment till I scroll down and see if I can find where I posted my last blog. Because the other bloggers are posting on this site as well. There it is. So here is where the blog that I showed you, here is where I posted it. Now, I like to post it this way. I open up the blog. Here's the blog. I open up the blog just the way the public would see it, right here with my freestyleliving.net. I come down here and I highlight the blog down to kind of in the middle of a sentence. And I copy that in the middle of a sentence. I leave a cliffhanger. Does that make sense? Then mm-hmm. I come over. And when I post it, I leave the cliffhanger. And when you see more, there is no more. So guess what you have to do? You have to click. And when you click here, when I click, guess what it does? It takes you right over to my blog. So that's how I get people to click, and it leaves Facebook and goes to my blog. Facebook doesn't want you to leave Facebook, of course, but when I leave that cliffhanger right here, and then it says see more, and when you click on see more, it gives you this link, this freestyleliving.net. And so then when you click there, it automatically takes you right out of Facebook over into your blog. And then see, there's where you can monetize it, because that's where all your links are to monetize your blog. And then while people are here, see, then they're kind of like, oh, look, here's 4 steps to healthy weight loss. Oh, here's 9 things emotionally healthy people do, how to achieve anything you want. So then people start binging on your blog, see? Mm-hmm. And then they say, oh my gosh, look at all of these articles that she's written. And so next thing you know, they're like, oh, we're going to save that in our favorites, because that's all the stuff we're interested in, because that's what made them click on your blog to begin with. Okay, is that helpful? So that's one of the ways that I market, and I market like that across all of my social media. I leave that little cliffhanger that prompts the reader to click, which takes them right to my blog. Shanti, you had your hand up.
Yes. How do you come up with your titles?
Well, now the titles, PLR gives you the title. Now you can change it. And what I recommend is go over to Google Trends and take their title and take some variations of that title and see what is trending. And then those are the words that you want to include, not only in your title, but in the first paragraph, especially of your article, because that will help your article trend better.
What if you were going to come up with your own original title or article? How would you come up with your title then? Would you get some ideas from Google Trends still?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Let's say, I don't know, self-care. Let's say that you want to write an article about self-care, because that's one of the things that we looked at on PLR. You could put in self-care, and you might say, you know, what other phrases go with self-care, and pick like 4 different phrases and put them all across Google Trends and see which phrase is trending the highest, or which word is trending the highest. And then that's the phrase or word that you definitely want to weave into your title and into your article. Okay, is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
So we talked a little bit about everything, about the blog name, about the platform, about how to customize it, how to be consistent, how to write, a little bit about how to promote. We've mentioned some about how to monetize. Now, no matter what your content is about, doesn't matter, whatever it is about, my guess is you have to buy stuff in your own personal life that goes with what you're doing. I'm talking all about freestyle living. I'm talking all about, you know, how to blog, how to write. Or how to do a video, how to be a speaker. I might say, you know what? I need a new light ring. So guess where I'm going to go? I'm going to go over to Amazon and I'm going to search and I'm going to find this great light ring. And when I get it, I'm going to go, oh my gosh, why didn't I do this sooner? This is perfect for running my business. And so maybe now, are you ready? You can blog about that. So now I can say, you know, the other day, I really needed a new light ring because here's what I'm doing. So guess what? I'm going to cross lanes a little bit. Linda's heard this. I have another course called How to Build a Better Business. And one of the things I say all the time is that your storytelling is your marketing. People love to get involved in your stories, which blogging is a perfect place to storytell. So in my blogging, I might use my storytelling about my story. And I might say, I just, you know, didn't think I'd ever be a speaker, but then I met this person or that person, and, you know, give some kudos there in your blog post. And then I discovered that I really, you know, wanted to kind of teach other folks how to do this. And I needed a light ring. And folks, I found this great light ring on Amazon. It is amazing. Here is a picture of it. And under the sentence of this light ring is amazing, I might put my Amazon affiliate link. Okay. So now folks that gravitate toward that blog are thinking, I want to be a speaker. I think I need a light ring like Kathy's talking about. And it says, you know, here it is. And they can click right on it. Now, here's the sweet spot is when they click and it goes over to Amazon. How many have Amazon accounts? Yes, everybody. So when they go over to Amazon, you know how once you order, Amazon will pop up because this is their marketing. And it'll say, folks that bought this light ring also bought this and this and this and this and this to go with the light ring. And then while you're there, you're thinking, well, yeah, I do need a couple of those other things. Well, here's the sweet spot. When somebody clicks through on your Amazon link, everything they buy on that order, you get paid for. Not just the light ring. They might decide, well, while I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and order my toilet paper and paper towels. You get paid for that. Everything they order on that order, you get paid for. Yes, Courtney.
What's the process to be able to do that with Amazon?
You go to Amazon, you go to your Amazon account. If you, whether you have a standard or have a Prime, you go to your Amazon account, you scroll clear to the bottom in the footer, the bottom of their website. And there's going to say a link on getting an affiliate link.
Okay.
And you fill that out. Now, here's what I want to warn you about. If you have an Amazon affiliate link, number one, you cannot order on your own affiliate link. You don't get paid for it. And if anybody in your household orders on your affiliate link, you probably won't get paid for it because their systems can identify the addresses and everything of people that are connected. The second point that I want to make is that if you don't sell something through your link within, and don't quote me, double check it, I want to say 90 days or something like that, your affiliate link goes invalid. So the problem with that is if you let it expire where somebody didn't buy something, now all of those affiliate links and all your blogs are broken. Oh. So you want to make sure you keep it active. So the hack, and I'm recording this so I could get in trouble. The hack with that is to find somebody that is not related to you, that does not live in your household, that will order through your affiliate link on their just everyday stuff. You can order through their affiliate link on your everyday stuff, and that keeps both your affiliate links active. But you have to be what we call arm's length from that other person. It can't be someone in your household or someone, you know, pictures of you and them on Facebook together and they're your bestie and all of that, because the Amazon computers search that stuff out and flags your account. So it has to be somebody that really is arm's length away from you, that you can order on their link and they can order on your link, and it keeps both your links active. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Any other questions? These are great Candy, questions. Yes.
The link will stay active for years, as long as there's a transaction happening?
Yes. Yes. That link is your link forever, as long as you meet the contract requirements, which means you have to make a sale. That doesn't have to be a big sale. It just has to be a sale every so many days. And I don't quote me on the amount of days. I want to say 90. So it gives you some time to get your blogs out there and whatever. But again, if you don't have a big readership yet, and you don't have, you know, that audience, that fan club that is like, oh my gosh, Taja bought that, I'm buying it, you know? Everything she gets, I'm getting. But you can talk about it. It could be a book. Let's say that you're into reading. Let's say you love like I do. And so I even have a group about writers. So I can blog about writing. I can blog about publishing. I can say, hey, one of our members is getting ready to publish. Here's their book over on Amazon. And oftentimes an author's group, see, will hugely support each other. They want to buy each other's books to help everybody come out as a number one bestseller off of Amazon. And so all of a sudden, if you're in a book club, you can keep your affiliate link alive just with other authors if you're in a book club, because they're very supportive of each other. So you can kind of, you know, position yourself to get the sales that you need. Is that helpful?
Yes. And we don't have to have a certain amount of followers or anything that visit our site before we can apply for the Amazon affiliate?
Nope. Everybody can apply. The only criteria in their contract, and again, I haven't looked at mine for a long time, but I want to say it's you have to have a sale every so many days, 60 or 90 or whatever it is, to keep it active, or else it goes away. Now, if it goes away, it's not the end of the world. If you miss it, all you have to do is reapply and get a new link. But remember to go back into your blog and correct your link under all those places where you linked Amazon with the current active link. It's just a pain to have to do that if you let it expire every 90 days and have to, you know, go back and put it in your blogs. It's just kind of a pain to do that. So that's why it's easier to find someone that'll help keep your link active. Yes, Shanti.
What if we had an old blog and now we wanted to become an affiliate of Amazon? Can I go back to old blogs and add links now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, if you have a blog and you've kind of let it go stale and you're thinking, I want to get that one going again, you can simply go back and edit any of your blog posts and republish them out across social media. Here's why. Remember when I was showing you here on, let's see if my Facebook one is still up, right here. Look, nobody cares the date I wrote that. You know, all they're gonna see is the date I posted it. They're not gonna see here the date that I wrote it. So it's not until they click on it that it goes to the blog that it actually shows the date here that I wrote it. But how many people really pay attention? Now, here's something I want to tell you. How many times have you gone to Google and Googled something and all of these different articles come up about whatever it is you're looking for? You know, you're looking, how do I can tomatoes? And all of a sudden, you know, there's 14 things on Google on how to can tomatoes. And so you start clicking on them. Those are all blog posts. How many times have you paid attention to the date? Because you're after the content. See, content is king. You're after the content. Now, if you're reading an article and something doesn't quite ring true, because maybe it's a technical article and technology has, you might go, well, when was this written? Because that sounds, you know, that sounds like my old BlackBerry phone. What is, you know, we're now in newer technology. And you might go, oh yeah, that was written back in 2018. Okay, yeah, that's probably not the article I want to base it on. That's the only time you care when on the date of an article. Okay, So most folks won't even realize the date. They won't even, if you ask them, you know, that great article you read, when was it written? They're going to say, well, I don't know. I just Googled it and it came up and it was the information I needed. So don't overthink this. Yeah, don't overthink it. And when you get into the Google Trends and your title and your subject matter is trending, when somebody Googles for information, your article is going to come up. And that's how you're going to start to build a readership. So you see how the whole thing kind of comes together. But when we break it down, is you have to list everything you want to talk about to stay in your lane. And here's why. If you tune into the radio station and one day you get country music and the next day you get classical and the third day you get rock and roll, you're going to say, oh my gosh, this radio station must have been hacked, because I'm not getting what I'm looking for. And so that's why the first step is that you need to list everything that you want to talk about and find a common thread through those things. And then that's the overarching title and name of your blog. That way you can stay in that lane. And so that's why that's the first step. And then get online, find a platform. Again, I'm promoting HostGator because that's what I'm using. That's what works for me. If you're a WordPress person and you love WordPress, by all means, if you're comfortable with WordPress, all HostGator is that company has taken WordPress and created some templates already to make it more of a drag and drop platform. I didn't want to teach myself WordPress, so that's why I went with HostGator. And then from there, you're going to customize it by making sure you're writing in your lane. And that's where you want to get some of those articles in place, get some of those templates in place. PLR is just a great tool. It by no means is the only way that you can write. You can, if you're very creative and you've got time and you want to write all of these articles, please do. Just make sure you don't go on the internet and do your research and plagiarize other blog posts. You want to make sure you don't do that, which is why I often go to PLR, because it's a safe place to get my template. And then start writing and publishing. Yes, Shanti.
So how would you recommend researching for a topic? Any tips on that?
Again, I would go, a lot of people think the way you think, you know, and we all think alike often. And so how would you Google for that information? How would you, and I say Google as a, you know, whatever search engine you're using, how would you search for that information? What phrase did you use? And then what articles, what are the top three articles that came up? And what words did they use? And see, and then make a note of those articles, because when you search for something, you're going to get all kinds of stuff that comes up. And so, for example, let's say that I wanted to, we're going to stick with the self-care. And if I just look for self-care, then I'm going to say, well, how in the world does that show? Well, right here is, what is self-care and why is it critical to your health? 12 ways to take better care of yourself, self-care definition, 5 self-care practices. See, so you can see self-care, active minds. These are the ones that came up on page 1. And what that tells me, see, look right here. See the results? That's how many people searched, or that's how many results are out there under self-care. So now you can look and see what are the top phrases that attracted folks, because they come up in the order of popularity. Okay. So now a lot of people are searching, what is self-care? Why is it critical for your health? So now you can make maybe your article around this. You can, instead of saying exactly what is self-care and why is it critical, you can say, this is why self-care is critical for your health. See how you can just change that title to make it yours?
Yes.
Without copying that title. Yes, Courtney.
Then I was also just going to kind of add to that. I like to use, have you heard of Uber Suggest?
Yes, yes.
I like to use that too, because it tells you kind of how much traffic a keyword gets. And then it also tells you the difficulty of that keyword. So I like, and then I use the keyword in my title. So,
okay. Now what is the website? Do you know?
For Uber Suggest. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Is it UBER?
Let's see. Yeah, it's UBERSUGGEST.
Okay. So I put it in the chat. Everybody make a note of that one. That would be a good tool. And again, these are all just tools you have in your toolbox to help get your blog post seen more often. Courtney, thank you for that. Any other questions? Comments? Shanti.
Okay, one more. As far as writing skills, if you're not the best writer, any recommendations for how to improve?
Practice. There's no shortcut. There's no shortcut to good writing. There's no shortcut. Linda, you have a comment on that?
Yeah, I do. Something that's really, really great is Grammarly. Mm-hmm. There's like a free or a basic version. It'll just help you with some of your like more blatant errors. I'm just going to lower my hand. But then you can actually get whatever it's called, premium or whatever. And it's actually like having an editor in your pocket. They won't just say, oh, you should add a comma here, or you said was instead of were. When you have the higher level one, it'll be like, it'll tell you what your tone is and how it's coming across. Are you friendly? Are you curt? Are you sympathetic? Just by putting little emojis for how you're coming across in the way that you're writing. And it'll also say, this sentence is unclear. We suggest maybe you do this, and it'll come across more clearly. And actually you can just learn and learn and learn mm-hmm. from the suggestions, and you'll just get better. But it keeps you from just kind of being out there blind and putting out stuff that may not be communicating what you're trying to communicate.
Linda, thank you for that. I do use Grammarly because, again, I'm writing a lot of content in the actual academy, and I pop all of it into Grammarly and have them tell me, you know, how bad of a writer I am. But it does help you clean that up, yes. And I do like the one that tells you, you know, that you're coming across a certain way. And that way your article has the continuity through it. Yes, I do like that as well.
Is that free?
There is a free version, but then there's different price points, and you can check it out and see which one. And you can start with the free one and always upgrade if you decide that you can't live without that tool. I always start with the free stuff and then decide if I can live without it or not. If it's something I can't live without, I have to make a way to have it. Yes, Alyssa.
Yeah, thank you. As for the PLR, where we can find the free photos?
Oh, the free photos.
Yeah.
I don't have a link for free photos. When you just look for a picture of something, let's say I'm writing an article about trees and I want a picture of a tree, I would just put in my search engine, you know, pictures of trees. And then as I go down and look at all of those, just make sure that you pick a site where the photos are free. Just make sure that they're free on whatever site. Linda, did you have a comment on that one as well?
Yeah, I do. So you definitely want to be aware, because kind of like the photo police and the plagiarism police can give you some grief if you just grab a photo, even as tempting as that is. But there are like, if you have a Canva subscription, there are thousands and thousands of photos available. There's a limited quantity available on the free version. But then if you go to the pro or paid version, you have like over 600,000 photos available that you can use. You can repurpose in any way that you want. Also, another good one is Unsplash. You can use those. You just you attribute to the person. They give you like a little link that you can copy photo by Alex Rodriguez or whatever it might be, and you just would put that under the photo on your blog. I think Pixabay may be the same situation. So there are a bunch of them that you can use and get some good stuff.
I use Canva a lot. Thank you for that, Linda. I do use Canva a lot because I make my own graphics to put, you know, over all of my blog posts or my events or whatever. And so I do use Canva.
Thank you very much, both.
You're welcome. All right, let's see. What is your biggest takeaway? Courtney, what do you think your biggest takeaway was from today?
Oh, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I really liked the little part you did on Amazon because I had no idea how to be an affiliate and add those links.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Shanti, what was your biggest takeaway?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. So I really like the in-depth process of how you went through the PLR. Because I can see that to be extremely beneficial for, you know, when you're moving around everyday life. And also, let me see, I wrote it down. The Google Trends.
Yes.
Very helpful.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Alyssa, how about you? What's your biggest takeaway?
I think everything, but especially PLR, the picture, the part of the photos, and yeah, Google Trends, and yeah, everything. Thank you very much.
Good, 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 good. Taja, how about you? What's your biggest takeaway?
I had two. So the PLR, definitely, because I didn't even know something like that existed. Mm-hmm. And also the Amazon affiliate program, which I had heard of before, but for you to go in depth with it helped tremendously.
Good, 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 good. Brian, we haven't heard from you. How are you doing?
Good.
What's your biggest takeaway?
I think PLR, because yeah, that you went in depth with that. And then, yes, don't steal other people's work. Although
right.
We did that one already.
Yes, and PLR is just a safe place to get those templates. And then you can expand that however you want. You know, you can rewrite the whole article if you want to, but it does give you a base. It gives you a place to start. So that's what I like about it. Once I get started, I'm okay. Sometimes I just have a hard time getting started. You know, I have to blog something today. And my first question is, I don't even know what I want to blog about today. Which lane am I going to blog about today? You know, of my different lanes of freestyle living. So then once I decide what I want to blog about, I just immediately go to PLR and search for that topic to get a couple of base ideas. Linda, how about you? Any big takeaways today? And thank you for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. I have to say, I'm on board with everybody else on the PLR thing. You had mentioned it previously, and I was like, my brain blew up, you know, when you had mentioned it before. And I haven't had the need just yet to go set up my account. But I can totally see how that would be such a safety net when you want to stay consistent. And this is a way to maintain that, even if life is just going crazy at any given time.
Which it does. Life has a way of doing that. So yes. Did I miss anyone? I think I got everyone. Alyssa, did I get you? Yes. Okay. Perfect. 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 Well, we are a little bit after 11. I just want to say thanks to everyone for being here today. Don't forget to find all of the information I was talking about. You can go to kathybinner.com and go to the resource page and find those links. So you can find those not only for HostGator, but you can also find those for the PLR and check out some of the other resources there. So whatever resources work for you. And then I did put in the chat the Uber Suggest, the Canva, the Unsplash, and the Google Trends. And so you can open up the chat and take a screen print of it, or you can click the three little dots. I don't know if all of you get that, the three little dots down at the bottom where you would make a chat. And it should give you the option to save the chat if you wanted to save it. So there's all of that. Any final questions or comments before we go? I want to thank everybody for being here today. Thank you so much. Everyone good? Okay.
Happy blogging. I have one question. The last one. Yes. Sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
When you quote the article or the picture, you have to write from where you took them or?
Not if you're using free ones.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, not if you're using free ones. You could, they become yours. They become your own.
Okay, thank you, Katie. Yes, thank you, Linda.
Thank you. And Brian just put a Go Blue up there, so.
Congrats on your book.
Thank you. I actually launched Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday mm-hmm. is the launch of my very first book. So I'm excited to be a published author. I've written, again, a lot of ebooks and a lot of my content, but this is the first time that I'm actually published, and I'm on iBooks right now and I'll on presale, and I'm on Amazon presale. So I'll actually be an actual author. I have to go in and set up my author account on Amazon. So thank you for that. All right, everyone. We'll see everybody next month.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Being an author.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.